Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren, cover crops, corn, and baby turtles. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair. Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus, holy old Lord. It's not Jesus. Oh, spread the word.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The news desk, there's Christy Lee.
Hi.
She's ready to snuggle up.
Yeah,
and go snuggle up by a fire in her.
Yeah, with my lumberjack
shirt, and she's okay.
There. Is that one of your man shirts?
No, it's mine.
Have you worn any of his clothing yet?
I'd rather not say.
Maybe. Well, that's a yes.
Oh, boy.
His jockeys is a Bane mask.
Oh, no.
Or a jaunty beret.
Nice button-up colored shirts.
Nothing funnier than underwear. Nothing funnier than underwear on the head.
I was born in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. The laughs in the bedroom.
You know, laughs in the bedroom. Ask him to do the Charlie Chaplin. You'll thank
him. Oh, jeez.
Josh Arnold is here at the I Hate Steven Singer Sidekick Chair. There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline. I'm Chick McGee at the DoorDash Sports Desk. There's Willie Griswold. There's Greg Warren.
Dang!
The Oxford Gold Group Performance Room getting a standing ovation. And here's Tom Griswold, who cannot be stopped.
Nope. Where's Greg going?
Springfield, Missouri.
And the name of the club is?
Blown Up. Blown Charlie's. What is it? I don't know.
Blue Room.
Blown Charlie's closed.
That's really the best you could come up
with.
It was
a Vietnamese.
Oh, stop.
Hey, sometimes, you got to admit, sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Let me finish Josh's joke.
No, don't.
Do not.
Just say it's a comedy club and a truck stop or something. No. There's other ways to go.
Do not finish Josh's joke.
Okay. Yeah, well, where were we?
I don't know.
Greg, you are the man behind the wonderful television special called Where the Field Corn Grows, and it is available on Amazon Prime.
Critics have called it a slog.
I saw one critic.
Nobody said that.
One critic said, no thanks.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
listen.
If you're saying the commenters, I've some of those critics have said worse.
Very, very
funny. I'd have said a lot better.
It is so funny.
Very funny.
And we're this broadcast.
Learned a lot.
We're currently talking to a lot of, corn that's probably harvested.
You're talking to a lot of farmers right now, probably.
A lot of silage out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's all picked up.
And you learned a lot about corn. Is this something you went in knowing that you knew about, or did you have to do a lot of research?
Knew nothing about it. Went out and talked to farmers. learned about, you guys know what a cover crop is?
No,
yes,
not at all.
Yes, I do.
I do not.
Sometimes they plant stuff.
You have to. It's important.
Yep. And they don't even pick it up. They just use it to make the ground healthier. I was in Illinois at a farm, and I said, "What's that?" He goes, "That's rye." I'm like, "What are you going to do with that?" He's like, "Nothing. It's a cover crop."
Was his son a baseball player?
What he, and if so, did he? Did he? Was he a
what
pitcher
position?
Or
what the hell?
Are you
looking
for a Rye
there?
Young Award?
No, he's looking for a catcher in the Rye. Oh.
You are pulling muscles right now today.
I refuse to be a part of any.
I mean,
of
I'm usually with you, Tom, but I couldn't figure out where you were going.
Puns and novels, winner of the Boring Award.
Tom and I are having a ball.
I would assume a cover crop would be the high crop that you grow around the marijuana. That's in the middle.
That's a good guess. Yes.
No, it's a crop to make the ground healthier, which to me if you were a farmer, it seemed like it would be a perfect excuse for, you know, a bad farmer. You know, they go, your cantaloupes look terrible, so those are coverlopes. Greg, all your crops look terrible. They're all cover crops this year. You didn't say anything about that in the spring. That's because they're undercover crops.
Undercover crops.
No. You have to tell them, otherwise it's entrapment. I think that's one of the rules.
Oh. How much of the corn, when you're driving through the Midwest, how much of that is...
It's all field corn.
Almost all of it.
Really?
It's all field corn. It's all for the...
Where do they grow the stuff that we eat?
I mean,
Canada. I don't know.
Back behind in the 2 acres behind the 50,000 that you can't see.
Really?
You guys realize we're looking to Greg Warren for our farming education. Does anybody want to go, "Hey, wait a minute, you know, he might be wrong"?
I think it's fascinating. The average person driving through these cornfields has no idea that that's
what I've learned. It's all field corn, and then there's seed corn.
What's
which
that for?
That's, you know, do they use it to grow the
next crop?
The next,
it's like sperm, right?
Like,
I guess.
Yeah, you know, but sperm
you,
corn.
It is,
yes. Sperm
corn. It looks like creamed corn.
No, I don't think.
And you didn't want to keep talking about it.
Do you know about corn detasseling?
No. Oh, sure. Yeah, Chick did that for a little bit.
Chick did it. I sure did.
So let me make sure I understand this. What they told me was that's how you get seed corn, is you have to go in late August. You have to go and you have to snip off the tassel, the female part of the corn,
right?
And you have to get 98.7% of the tassels, or the process doesn't work. And to perform this very precise operation, they hire teenagers and ex-convicts, two groups not known for making any mistakes in their lives.
And the really great outfits, like the one I worked for in South Charleston, Ohio, I guess. I think it was Landmark, and they have baskets on tractors, specially designed baskets that you can ride between the rows because the corn gets so high you can't reach the tassel. Mm. And you ride, but some places they don't let you ride. Some places you have to pull up.
Oh,
you have
really?
To jump up and grab, yeah. But I always worked riding, and you just yank them off there. Yeah. You yank them off.
You ever yank one off while riding?
And then
I have. It was a long road, flatlands.
Why not?
It'll wake you up on the road.
It was between Kansas City and Salina, I think.
Okay.
That is a boring drive.
Oh, yeah. You can really
yank one off of the road.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.
You're out there in those fields, you might see a deer or two, especially in Missouri, and we've got a very odd deer story.
Yes, officials in Missouri saying a hunter shot a 16-point deer.
Yeah, he did.
That turned out to be a doe.
Hmm.
Well,
that's 2021.
The Missouri Department of Conservation said Samuel Perotti shot the deer on his Monroe County property and was surprised to find out it was actually a doe. According to wildlife experts, the phenomenon can occur in an average of 1 in 10,000 does. I had no idea this was a thing.
Huh. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah. The sad part is the deer circus lost its antler lady.
Oh, yeah, that is a shame.
That's one of the silly joke.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
I like it.
Now, what...
the deer circus.
Yeah. Yeah. The antler lady.
Circus of deers.
Yes.
You can see the antlered lady.
Like the bearded lady.
Uh-huh. Much like the bearded lady.
Yeah. I'm guessing the antlered lady have antlers.
It's all kinds of it. It's an animal freak show. They have a beardless goat.
Okay. A really, really thin elephant.
Yeah. I like the legged snake.
Those are hideous.
It's just an iguana.
Those are creatures that God forgot.
Yeah. The ringmaster is a moose with a bunch of hats on all the things that he has. A little bit of fun. They perform at an Elks Lodge.
Kind of scary.
I had no idea that.
I didn't either. Thing.
Yeah, how the hell?
I don't know how that works.
Well, I'm asking you, how the hell?
I don't know. Look it up yourself.
So that's one in how many?
10,000.
10,000.
Yeah. Christy, you promised robots in there?
Yeah, scientists are saying the world's first living robots can now reproduce.
Oh, boy.
According to CNN, the xenobots, which are less than a millimeter wide and formed from the stem cells of the African clawed frog, were first unveiled in 2020. Experiments at the time showed that the tiny creatures could move, work together in groups, and self-heal.
They're going to get in our brains.
Now, scientists said they have discovered that a Pac-Man-shaped xenobot was able to find tiny stem cells in a petri dish, gather hundreds of them inside its mouth, and within a few days, the cells became new xenobots.
Yeah, they did.
Stop this now.
Yeah, they did.
Somebody blow up this lab.
What's scary?
Every sci-fi movie.
Yeah. That's right, Willie. Yeah. I'm advocating domestic terrorism.
Yeah, I didn't know we had the Unabomber here. My goodness.
Oh, wow. This is creepy stuff. Living robots. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But they're teeny.
Yeah, that's worse.
Obviously, then, they're made from stem cells.
Get in your mind.
Less than a millimeter.
We're going to be zombies here in a second.
Eat into your ear. What about that?
Oh, was that Night Gallery, Twilight Zone? Which one was that?
Ooh. One of those, yeah.
Does it say why they're doing this? Is this going to lead to some sort of medical technology, or they're just having fun?
I don't know, Willie. I wish I knew more.
I actually think that that's what they are doing.
I mean, nanotechnology is pretty interesting, but this just sounds scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they think that, I was reading about that, they could collect microplastics in the ocean.
Oh, cool.
For example, they could, I guess, eat them all up.
Oh, okay.
All right, but still.
Well, yeah, don't put them in the ocean, then we're going to have zombie sharks or something.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool, actually.
Oh, no.
Everything starts with good intentions.
Exactly.
And then you get the giant octopus that eats.
We need to respect nature and leave things alone.
Have you seen the...
What a filthy hippie.
Have you seen the pictures of these little guys? Yeah, would you like to see the pictures of the little guys?
I mean, they look more biological than they do robot.
But they're robotic. They kind of look like little Pac-Man.
Yeah, they're eating up the little...
They look like Kix cereal.
What about?
Oh, that's good cereal.
Oh, it is good cereal.
I remember when that thing came out.
Kid-tested, mother-approved.
Uh-huh.
I loved it.
Have you noticed that
sweet corn?
Kix keep getting harder to find. Couldn't get
enough. Oh, the Kix keep getting harder to find.
Well, this is how my movie starts.
Paul Revere and the Raiders, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. This is how the movie starts. Sea monkeys are back, some kid sees in a magazine.
Mm.
And he orders them, and they get to his house, and they take over his family. And next thing you know, we're world domination.
We're mindless.
3-2.
Sign of a...
Come on.
It's a good one.
Oh, it's Paul Revere and the Raiders. Featuring Mark Lindsay.
Are you kidding? He was hot back in the day.
Probably still is.
I saw him not too long ago. He still does look very good. When you wake up.
It sounds like a fake song from Austin Powers.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Got that spy guitar.
This is ripping off George Harrison, isn't it?
No.
George Harrison ripped this off.
Yeah.
Come on, that's why you're the staff.
Here comes the cereal joke.
Yeah, that's right.
3, 2. Oh, there you go. A little bit of Paul. Yeah.
Girl, you better get straight.
Better get straight.
It's about conversion camps.
Oh, no, it's not. You're on fire this morning.
It's a choice.
Oh, and now, man. Chick McGee angers America.
It's... Just be normal, will ya?
Oh, my gosh.
Chick McGee.
Boy, oh, boy.
Hey, the J.R. Tolkien estate has successfully
blocked... You know, part of me wants somebody to say something. Is that Chick says everyone should be normal. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
They have successfully blocked a cryptocurrency called J.R.R. Token.
That's funny.
The BBC reports the lawyers representing the author's estate said the product, which launched in August, infringed on Tolkien's work. Website selling and promoting the cryptocurrency featuring imagery including rings, hobbit holes, and a wizard, using the tagline, "The one token the rules that rules them all."
I've had it with nerds. Are you kidding me? Are you joking? You loser.
Well, yes. I think that, what's that called? Is that a Venn diagram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you've got the...
Right.
I think the Venn diagram of cryptocurrency people...
And nerds.
And the Venn diagram of J.R.R. Tolkien fans probably is
intersect.
A circle.
Yeah.
Not an intersection.
A solid circle, yeah, I would think.
The estate's lawyers argued that even the domain name jrtolkien.com was specifically designed to mislead people into believing it had a legitimate commercial connection with the author. The World Intellectual Property Organization sided with the estate. The U.S.-based developer paid the estate's legal costs, which the lawyers said were significant.
Ugh. That sucks.
I wonder what they changed it to.
Frodo, spelled D-O-U-G-H. Oh,
well, then the Froyo people are going to be on.
I'd buy that. I'd buy Frodo.
Oh.
Frodo.
What's the thing with authors with initials for first names? J.K. Rowling, J.R. Tolkien, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
One of the main reasons is, and I'm not making this up, is that male authors, they sometimes wanted to remain sexless so that their female characters would seem more realistic.
Yeah, they remain sexless, like the people that invented the J.R. Tolkien.
It's not the other way around, that if it a female author doesn't sell as well as a male?
J.K. Rowling, can assume it's
a male.
Yeah.
What?
Right. It's an old writing.
J.D. Salinger, you know, he had great wreck.
Oh, jeez.
J.K. Rowling?
He only shut it off the once. Yeah. He called him Franny and Zoe.
Thank you.
Well, that's a literary reference.
Second good one today. All right, how about a happy subject?
Sure, what do you have?
Baby turtles.
Oh, they're my favorite.
Yeah, those are great.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Well, taste delicious on a rye bread.
Dozens of baby turtles that were being illegally sold on the Las Vegas Strip have gone up for adoption.
And again, who's walking down the Strip in Vegas and
to buy a turtle?
Looking for a turtle.
Yeah.
Hey, want to buy a turtle?
KVVU-TV.
I could go to the pet store, but I'm just going to go outside, see if anybody's got anything.
Gamble on us for news.
There you go. Reports Las Vegas police seized 80 red-eared sliders. Police said the animals had been stuffed into a suitcase for storage when they were not on display for tourists.
Red-eared sliders.
The baby
Josh,
reptiles.
You know those things with the caramel and the pecans aren't actual turtles, right?
Well, you're not getting them at the right place. Sweet and savory together?
This is one of Josh's and my now dream that we are members of an underground supper club where
we can
eat chocolate-covered real turtles.
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
The freshman, yeah. Yeah.
The baby reptiles were turned over to the Animal Foundation, which waived its adoption fees for the turtles.
I won't be happy until I eat a panda arm.
Oh, my God.
Like a drumstick.
$70,000.
The shelter later said all 80 had since been adopted.
Oh, that's sweet.
Again, who's out there?
Who's buying a turtle?
People are passing out those passes to strip joints. And
right.
And then all of a sudden the guy hands you a turtle.
Yeah, this is no good.
No.
Now in Vegas, you can get both turtles and crabs.
Those strip people, strip bar pass routers, are aggressive? aggressive, and they don't really make choices all the time. I was with my parents.
Yeah, they are indiscriminate.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Yes. I was walking with my parents one time, and it's like, no, no, I don't want to go to private eyes with my mom.
Yeah, my buddies and I were in Vegas once, and we bought some of these baby turtles.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun skipping them across the Bellagio Lake.
Is that right?
I got 8 bounces.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.